working with.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he would be on Patreon, I'm sure.
I've talked to him. Krogan Young has spent a lot of time.
Does he know how desperate and political it is?
Yes.
I don't mean depending on people, but working against
the whole thing. Yeah. He didn't know when he went in, apparently, or he wasn't aware of the ramifications of it. But he's not, we made him aware of some of the things that are going on there, and he was going to work with us. And he is feeding us information as it comes to him. So we do have one inside man there. I use your name and talking with him. Probably you're intimately familiar with what he's doing for us and all this stuff. And so he's we're trying to bring him in sometime. Next time is a Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board.
Yes.
If you keep him afterwards,
or right. I'll
set it up. So tomorrow we'll review all this stuff. We try to do. We had one little operation that aborted out in Los Angeles, which I think it's better if you don't know about. We've got some dirty tricks underway that may pay off. We planted a bunch of stuff with colonists, some of which will begin to surface shortly, I think, about some of this group, about Ellsberg the lawyer, about the Bay of Pigs. Some of this stuff is going to start surfacing.
With colonists that are somewhat respectable.
Yeah, Terhorst and people like that.
Good.
We're running into a little problem. I got to talk to Helms about getting some documents that the CIA had on Bay of Pigs and things like that, which they would rather not see out. Well, it's a challenge.
It's going to be hard.
But yeah,
they're very sensitive. Helms is definitely the operator for CIA and Bay of Pigs.
Well, it is.
Yeah. Helms, this. That's what Alan Dulles was the head, but Helms is the operator. So Helms knows everything about it. And on this too, you don't have a concern in that position because so many of the people involved here are frankly closely associated with him.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that we keep bumping into in this thing. That they weren't students or consultants or friends or something like that. House and so on and so forth.
Much closer to the group than you would like.
Yeah. The assassination, the Diem episode is on ice for the moment until the Vietnam election.
Yeah, and so then let it go.
Then we'll
let it go.
I think.
Believe me. That's a good one.
Yeah. Another subject. As you know, the Pendleton lease was executed, and that story's been released, but the foundation land was accepted out. That is the library land. And I still don't have a decent legal opinion as to how to pull this off, but we've got a good lawyer working on it, and probably we're going to need legislation, but I think we can go ahead.
Can't we get, would that be through the Armed Services Committee?
Right. Right there.
There, I think we could just go ahead and that way look at this little piece of land.
I think so.
What better use of the land could be made?
I really don't think there's going to be a problem.
I think it's very important to do this before the end of this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Otherwise, we're going to have.
Well, I got some fire under it, and we should have something for you shortly. I think on that. See, I guess that's about all I have. That's next. Eddie had a little flurry with the SEC, but Herb got right into that and got straight down.
But apparently had nothing to do with him.
No, it was that fine.
Fine.
very strict regulation, and they were in technical violation of a couple of things, apparently. Allegedly, were they able to clean it up? Herb got it cleaned up.
Smithburg back in?
No, still Holland. He's out in that matter of form. His brother is a phenomenal hit. And,
well, it's very hard. That sounded about as clear as they could be.
Yeah, it did the mountain hills. Scandal. And I would guess it would start with wires, I'm sorry, but I don't know.
No, I think from Lexington.
Yes, that's a good punch.
That's a good punch,
I forgot he was there.
I didn't know there's, I think this is valid, it's a Los Angeles punch.
Yeah, they own.
They're aware of the whole thing, and they support it too.
It's some guy named Greenberg, something, their managing editor that's running it. But,
they have run their shoulders all up.
And we've heard, we've tried to do a little.
Well, that baby was saying, told me a couple months ago that they had struck out and they came back again.
Well, we sent a guy out to try and find out what they knew. He came back and said that it appeared that they didn't have enough to go. And I think that was the basis for BB saying that. Like, we had this little undercover guy, and we sent him back down the track to try and find out.
Actually, I'm not sure Smatters. Smatters is what it counts. You know, he was in the Baker thing.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons he got out of home. Scared to death.
I see.
On this one, although, however, there's nothing like that. There's a very young fishing guy on all this. I have no concern about that. That's a place to be when there's so damn many people in it. So there's a community. Everybody's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God I sold it.
Well, I think if this thing comes out, then we ought to come right back and lay out what it has cost you in dollars and cents to be president of the United States.
And I'm giving up $150,000
fees, your law firm sellout, your sacrifice sale of your Fisher's Island, all the things that you've given up, and make a story out of that.
Right. Cost a great deal.
Sure. Yeah.
We gave up that, the law firm. You must have sold for a few stocks at one time.
Well, you lost the money on your apartment, I'm sure, when you sold out of New York.
We'll say what it's worth now.
Sure.
You sold an apartment for so much, and it's worth now so much.
I think we can
put together. Particularly the law firm, that's a hell of a hook. And we deserve that.
Never been told. Never been said.
We deserve that. Well, we've got a fairly good, let's get that record together. Now, what do we got?
Well, I got a little file on this.
And also, I have done the final contact.
That's right.
We've got the base to take that old San Clemente thing.
Well, there's a lot of nosing around with that.
There is, yeah.
What do they want to know?
We'll get the
question a week now.
Yeah.
There've been people out investigating the title. And Herb's got that title so sewed up that nobody can find out who was just driving crazy.
Who owns it?
It's in the name of Title Insurance and Trust Company.
Yeah.
And of course, Rocco Siciliano's the president of TI. And they can't get anybody at TI to talk to them. All right, we can't find out who the beneficial owner is. When you acquired the property,
who is the beneficial? Is it the proposal on that?
You are. Oh, yes, behind that, sure. Yeah, there's a partnership.
No, as I understand, what I own just 4.5 acres.
You own 4.5 acres, and 400 feet of beach outright.
Outright.
And then you have these two partners in the balance.
They are partners of mine.
Right. Yeah, you still have a first option. All the rest of that probably
have an option.
But you have a partnership position, too. They can't sell you out.
But I have plenty of money in that fund.
No, but you see, you've got, in effect, your beginning equity.
Which is, well, how do I...
Well, it isn't anything, but we valued it in something, and you're a participant. You're in there with them. They put up the money, you had the property, and so you had...
What do I answer if anybody says, who owns this property? I own 4.5 acres.
You say that you own outright the house and the immediate grounds of the beach in front of it.
Right.
The balance of it is being held in trust until it's determined how it will be used. That's what I said at the time that it was acquired, and I talked to the press.
Right.
And that was because the foundation hadn't decided where to locate. Nothing has changed.
So you're still saying that?
Yeah.
And it could still be used for foundation.
It could be used for anything. That's a red herring.
What did they say about the golf? Well, of course, that's on the record.
And we've said, well, these nice golf people in Orange County, and our publicized Orange County as the golf capital of the world, wanted to do this, and it's on the property adjoining the president's property. And so it's a great thing for the president to have there.
Right.
Very good.
But it's not on his property. It's on the property that's held in trust.
Right. Pending?
Pending a decision with regard to the foundation.
And it's the kind of a use
that
adds to the landscaping but doesn't determine the future use of the property.
And then, of course, if we should put the foundation up there on the hill, you can say you want to retain that property.
Sure. Are you going to hold it for investment? Are you going to hold it for protection? Or do you not even say it?
Hold back on the foundation.
You can do that.
Yeah. How does that do that? Which one?
The water services.
What do they do?
From here? Both from here and from LA here.
Oh. Well, they probably quit.
I met.
What is it? Who had a specific review?
John D.
D. What did he do? What did he tell them?
Stonewalls.
Stonewalls, no way.
Says, well, we don't have anything to add to what was said at the time of the acquisition.
Probably don't do it.
4.5,
yeah.
And we gave him some numbers at that time, valued $360,000. And then they say, well, who's paying interest on the, you know, on the contract and all that kind of stuff? And
who is the right person?
Oh, that's where Edie and Bob come in. See, they're paying the interest on carrying the contract. You pay some interest on your share, on your bet.
Well, it's the only, I guess, clean way to do the damn thing.
They're so clean. Beanie and Bob are so clean. Even when that's disclosed, there's not a problem. Because neither one of them,
they're friends of mine, decided if they wanted to see that nobody would buy property next to mine. That's it. They have to put up the money in partnership. Good partners, right? That's what you say.
That's right.
Yeah. Keep that,
But I don't think there's a problem.
You could throw out the idea at some time. It might be useful. See, you've got a little historical work in there. The Johnson residence, who sort of made it, were sort of a monument
across the road.
Or five. Well, the Eisenhower residence is going to be given to Jeff Monroe.
Oh, it's had. It already has been.
It has been.
Yeah.
And you can find out that this may be even what to be your plan. What do you think? Is that the way to do it?
Well, at some point, when we can get this other thing put together, and we go to Bayberry, we're going to have to then drop the other shoe and say, what plans are for the balance of his property.
What would you say then?
I would say then that it is important to the protection of your privacy during the time that you're present, and that Aplinoff and Rebozo have come forward and made it financially possible to hold that land in undeveloped condition during that period of time, and that no future decision with regard to its use will be made until after you move on. Like that. And if they say, well, would it be used for foundation? Well, maybe it would. Well, would it be developed for houses? Well, maybe it would. But that's a decision that isn't going to be made until after the first.
I would be hopeful of the houses. I doubt if we even do it.
Yeah. Well, I've still got Herb in the ballgame with Elmo on the balance of that property. And Dalmore wants a life tenancy, which works out pretty nicely. So Herb is going to see if over a period of this winter he can get Elmore to sit down and talk to him about giving your partnership an option subject to a life tenancy.
I suppose it's the foundation decision, not more pricing for it.
Well, yeah, it probably would. But
well, if it doesn't,
yeah, that's it. The hell of a hotel site or something.
Correct.
We could probably go to the city of San Clemente and get up to zone it so that it's never happened. I don't think it does. In the situation that you have,
I mean, that property so well. The rest of what the golf course part, I wouldn't want something stuck out
there.
I think we ought to retain that.
Oh, but the horse ranch, where the ring is, you know, and all that stuff, right?
No,
it can't affect you.
No.
But you could make a terrific amount of money on that land if you own it.
Yes, so much.
Oh, gosh.
Better put the money somewhere.
Well, it's just a natural. It's a clean investment. It's going to appreciate value enormously.
Would that look like a year by? Well, no, it isn't the government. Well, no, it isn't. Now, we put in, are we doing something here like Johnson did on buying a land next to the government bases and that sort of thing?
I don't think so. It's legitimate for you to protect your home by controlling the development around it.
And I have bread for the moment, you know what I'm saying?
It's certainly a lot cleaner than Eisenhower deal, where his friends bought it and gave it to him.
Is that what they did?
Well, sure, they bought this farm for it. Stocked it.
I know they gave them cattle.
Well, they bought the farm.
This is the time to put up my own hard cash for the word track.
Chris and
I pay the interest. I have long proposal to pay the rest of it.
Yeah, on the balance of the property. That's a good tax deal for them. It's a shelter that you think is deduct the interest. Pass it through. So they don't lose anything.
So Dean just said the situation is the same as what I was before.
We make this deal on penalty. We very carefully structured the announcement.
Yeah,
it is.
Because basically the feeling, the impression now is, in other words, that this tentatively might be used for foundation drafts.
Although they're more and more getting away from that because they know that Irvine and Whittier are under consideration because they've talked to some of the trustees.
Yeah.
So they're beginning to recognize the fact that maybe this won't be used for that.
I keep between now and then, I think, the fact that this is one of the options. Hopefully, this is possibly a foundation site.
Sure.
Being held for that is one possibility. Or for a portion of the foundation, as a matter of fact.
Just keep it very fuzzy for the moment. We don't have to answer these questions.
Mine is Johnson never answered anything.
No.
David.
Anyone else?
Eisenhower never answered anything. They never asked Kennedy.
No, I would just keep it very fuzzy. Very fuzzy.
You know, they may get in that Florida thing. They really feel, I think they may feel, for both Matt is capable of this kind of thing. That's really true.
Well, he's a lobbyist.
And he's a greedy man.
Yeah. He's a large and frankly, he's a little loose.
His wife is divorcing him, or his brother. I don't know which of the two it is.
It's his wife.
It's his wife. But nevertheless, the point about it is that Rebozo is pretty clean.
Well, he has been
pretty careful with that. And they go back, I think they've had a hell of a time finding.
Oh, they have. There's no question about it.
And the Fisher Island thing, boy, that's a good deal. Shared.
Right.
That's going to look pretty good.
Yeah.
I think this probably have owing a price, John, is about, they're asking 12 or 4, which would be, I think, a little bit, 5 months, sure. What kind of all that, well, I'm told you to, now we're fine, I think there's no money in the problem.
So you have a whole string of those things.
I will make money.
You made money, but you made money out of circumstances before you went into office.
Christ, yes, I bought the property over a tree, many years.
But you see, there's all this news now about federal dredging and building bridges and all this kind of stuff that adds to the value of the property.
But they know I have no interest in it. Or maybe, or do they ask whether I have an interest in it?
No, no. Questions that no.
They know it's
so. The questions recite the fact that you're saying. So they know. And we were very explicit about that.
And what the hell are they trying to get at?
They're trying to get at the question of some early dealings stock of that corporation. And somebody, as a trustee, bought stock very cheap.
Yeah.
And they're asking whether you were a beneficiary of the trust.
How would I be a beneficiary?
In other words, do you still retain any interest in the stock? See,
do I?
Somebody back early in the history of that corporation,
yeah,
appointed one of the attorneys as his trustee.
Right.
And the attorney bought a lot of stock at two bids or something.
Right.
Really? And still holds it.
Yeah. Well, they want, they think I have an interest
they,
in that?
They are asking whether you have an interest in that trust.
Why don't you say no?
Well, see, if we want to start answering questions.
No, I let the bastards print something like that.
Sure.
Boy, that's...
They can't print that. They're no...
They know it. Right. Of course I haven't done anything.
And they've gone to the attorney, and he's kicked them out, and they can sure, you know, then
BB will
talk to them. And
they think BB's right not to talk.
Absolutely right.
Not to say a word.
Absolutely right.
It matters you're not talking to
him. Well, I don't know what he's doing, but of course, if his wife's divorcing him, a lot of his holdings will come out. It's contested divorce.
No, it's a critical. I understand that it's being worked out by his two sons.
The lawyers,
the Hammond case. It's partly settled with you by agreement. I thought it was going to be right.
That's good.
A lot of them come out.
Which you guessed, I believe it is by agreement that happened.
Well, on Bay Lane property, what in the world did he have there?
Well,
who's supposed to have any problem?
The government is leasing those houses.
I know that.
In there. One of them is held by Alphamont. And leased to the government. The other one is held by somebody I never heard of. And
One of them is leased by the Secret Service, and the other is leased by the
military intelligence. Yeah. I mean, the WACA.
The WACA, yeah. They have to have both, right?
Sure. But the question is, do you have any beneficial interest in
either
one of those? And
yeah, I have.
What relation do you have to
Joe
Schmuck, who owns that house? Never heard of him.
No,
you know, that kind of stuff.
I don't know Joe Schmuck.
But see, that's the other thing.
And so they think they got any interest in each other.
But they're trying to follow that trail.
Well, it's legitimate to try. They're not going to find anything wrong. No, I think it must irritate the shit out of them.
Oh, like they're kind of dead. Four guys down there on the payroll, expense accounts, and all that.
And of course,
and the Johnson experience leads into plans, and they probably will plan some
trouble. No, it's pretty clear, isn't it? To take the dock, that's a county property, belongs to the county. They probably,
right now, elaborately worked out with variances and the votes of the county supervisors and all that kind of stuff.
That's definitely a valuable thing for the county to have.
Sure.
It's a dock and a helicopter there. Skin grows, and it, not added to the value of my property, but not that there.
Detracts it then.
It sure does, we have us to the next to a dock. That I suppose we have to find out, well, I'm sure.
Well.
We don't have to. It's, they haven't tried to say that I have a dock with it.
No, that doesn't even, that is a good question. That gives me, because it is mine or property.
It's not my words, if you want to save them, you want to save them money. I mean, now they won't have to, you know, we have to have security, you have to have a jail, I'm not sure. We will come in other, not any over there. Great, you should, you're right, it does reach, right. Have a, you know, the other thing I have in the world, or at least you have, the vacant lot, same, or the other island. That is all, but not another got in, and that's not very much.
Well, you know, what you've got there, you got some pretty good real estate, but,
what you really, what you think in terms of net worth,
well, that's it,
net worth, John, that's right, state, you consider this net worth, there isn't a hell of a lot worth out there.
You've been working for the government all this time.
Right.
And not making, probably had a few good years.
Matter of fact, I, for 8 years, I earned $200,000 a year, but what the hell do I have to show for that?
Your net is all sunk in land.
It's all sunk in land. And the whole damn thing's worth $500,000.
Right.
Well, I hope it's worth a little more now. What's going on?
The equity,
yeah.
I think your California property is,
you think that's very valuable?
It's gone up since I bought it, I'm sure. San Clemente values generally have gone more than average Southern California. Of course, yours is unique. Honestly, right? It's a property that's not patient.
Well, even if it doesn't,
it's
as the communities get closer to San Clemente,
yeah, it's an important piece of property.
Important piece of property. And, of course, it has, let's face it, it's the right distance to do so, which I mean, that's an important thing. And there's not much of that kind of land left in the world, sir.
You won't lose an echo on that, do you?
Oh, I'm not, I know that. I'm not going to let those come. I feel very strong. I'm not going to let them fight over the problems. I don't know about the salt and cheese story. Whether we have to. So, the name is my hope to not to win.
Great, I understand, but I don't think. Maybe an ex-president can sue for libel. I don't think a president of the United States can sue for libel.
You are Roosevelt.
I forgot that.
That's two bits,
right? I forgot that.
Two bits. I got drunk. That drunk, that's what you proved wrong. You got to drink wine.
I think in the Sullivan case, they could get away with that.
I remember the Sullivan case.
In Fair Comment or something.
Right. But, libel suits, you know, go for another reason to me. The moment that you have a file of suit, they take an evolution. So what you do is just blast the hell out of it.
Well, I'd say you've got the best pole in the world to do that.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do it myself. I don't know how to do that.
I don't think he's got to come out bad.
No. See, as a matter of fact, on the Fisher Island property, the launch property is $100,000.
Well,
see, that's what we got with the auditor.
Yeah.
And they left the Antarctic state. And then what happened was that each year, the way they did it, they set this company up each year. They offered, in order to pay the interest on it, they offered to all the existing stockholders the right to buy additional stockholders at the original cost of $1. Then, if any one of the original stockholders did not take up his option, then they allow the others to take it up. And so I bought more for those of you that have that time.
Well, that's a pretty straightforward deal. I think so.
I don't think,
sure it is. And I just don't think there's any problem with this time. He was in and out of a shopping center and some other deal where he had, you know, other kinds of transactions
all
that didn't involve you.
Oh, but I used real estate all the
time.
Yeah. It's bad. I don't know.
In their living, I guess, such as it is.
Well, it's a different way. But I, and as I say, public figures must expect this. It's rather curious, though, that we have the power. I have any question at all. Are you using it now to investigate contributors, computer companies, contributors, busking, Jews, and all that? They have really tried to crucify Old Lewis, Bob Afanoff.
I mean, while we've been in office even.
Bob Afanoff, John Wayne, according to Paul Keyes, after 1964, he did one stinking commercial group. Go on. For
made him a goddamn martyr.
What the hell are we doing?
You see, we have a new man over there. I know the other guy didn't do anything, but...
Oh, you mean at IRS?
Yeah. Why are we going after their tax returns?
You know what I mean? There's a lot of gold in that about that.
You remember in 1962, you remember what they did to me in California?
Right. There was some space came out.
I find how they owe me more money than our returns.
I don't know. I'm not better talk to Mitchell. That's all Mitchell's guy.
Yeah.
And when I see Mitchell tomorrow the next day, I'll take him.
I can only hope
that
we are, frankly, a little persecuting.
Right.
We ought to persecute him in their trust. We ought to persecute him in their own bad hands.
Right.
And on the IRS, particularly. Are we looking at the Muskie's returns? Does he have it? Hubert's been in the last bond deal.
Yes, he has.
Teddy? Who knows about the Kennedys?
Should they be investigated? They're not their first.
Well,
IRS-wise, I don't know the answer. Teddy, we are covering personally. When he was on holidays, when he stopped in Hawaii on his way back from Pakistan.
So did he do anything?
No, he's very clean. Very cool. Be careful now. He was in Hawaii on his own. He was staying at some guy's villa. And we had a guy on the river. And he was just as nice as he could be the whole time.
The thing to do is to watch him, because what happens to folks like that, you have that kind of call, is that they go quite a way
up. Very cool. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping.
I don't think he's afraid of the way he's.
For the big thing.
Generally, they don't hold Jack with Jack Carroll.
This time, between now and convention time, maybe he might be.
You mean that he would be under great pressure?
He would be under pressure, but he will also be out of the limelight somewhere. Now, he was in Hawaii, pretty much incognito, very little staff, and light tennis moved around, visited with people. And socialize and stuff. So you would expect that at a time like that he might catch him. And then he went up to Hyannis, and we've got an arrangement.
Well, it must be kind of
a like very cluster, very monkish
position.
Yeah, big time. He's got six kids. And very ordinary. Teddy, we were over on Martha's Vineyard last week, and I had never seen that setup before, that Chappaquiddick to Edgartown Ferry. That is a very short swim. Having seen it now, I would bet he slammed that night. It is I don't see why they, you know, they could go a bridge across there, very short distance. And it's no farther than compared to the West Wing. And not a bad height at the time we were there. So it was quite interesting. I really took some pictures of it. It was amazing how short distance it really was. But we do cover him when he goes to Hyannis.
He will never leave that town.
No, I don't think so.
Not that.
I think that would be around his neck forever.
Remember, his wife got divorced.
Divorced?
Yeah.
And the rock star today, most people forget it. They say, oh, what, that figure or something, that wife.
Well, it's got, you know, it, nobody knew he had a personal
race.
You know, he's got happy now.
But this thing has a geographic identity. It's interesting. And they tell me that the business on that ferry has tripled since this accident. People going over to look at the bridge and to go along. He's getting into the folklore. Yep, Timmy shared that in the comments.
I was screwing around with that.
Well, that was apparently pretty close.
Say it that way.
So it's getting out into the common columns now, instead of just the gossip stuff. You may just catch it. pricing from over here.
Yes, sir.
We could have a better word than passive program of revenue sharing, passive policy, or revolutionary, or I don't think that word is enough. When you talk about the Congress, the House has to be the exception that comes back into the Congress. I think it sounds better to be the act, the act. Where we announce the end of the freeze and then go to the price stabilization, I think we've reached too much now. The way I think we get around it is we take out, you see that sentence down there, we take that out. And read like this. I announce today that the freeze will not be effective on our business, but I assure the Congress and the American people that when this first temporary necessary corrective action is over, take all the steps needed to see that America is not benefited by the virus of runaway inflation. I put runaway in there because we can't be honest. And because it follows the this time, it doesn't mean that we consider what follows the three, but it's there in mind. It's not very job for everyone. By inflation, everybody should. I should welcome a lot of this time. Yeah. That's second.
A large piece of news, we
That's, I heard something that our people do.
Revenue share is no problem. The welfare reform is to be expected. And in fact, the office didn't speak, so didn't say we're on the door, and people. I think it starts off better, right, this way, and it goes straight out since. We changed that line.
Yeah.
I believe, as well as your issue, I believe it will not. And then the marriage won't bring in to a group on IT. But that is, well, that is, people will, prosperity, with everything to God, with everyone fighting inflation. everybody that I show love and cooperation.
Well, I hear you, sir.
See, that's what we did, because I took that other thing out. It was right this way, and the other one.
They use Hebrew, they study Hebrew, and Greek, it's a common thing there.
all so prejudiced?
Well, no, you feel all right about this.
I feel very good about it. We're all different things for this week.
He likes it. Okay, Ray, you are on. Station, I don't know where it goes. Never know.